It's my kids, it's the people I love, the people I believe in. It's the people that I work for every single day.
Stacy Alvarez is an elementary school teacher at Kip Thrive Academy in Newark. She's also a lifelong Newark resident.
I think about the boys that I've taught, the girls that I've taught, and how when we look at them, we can't decide before they're even able to make decisions for themselves where they're going to end up. And if we put a prison here, then it's guaranteed that we're making a decision about who they are.
Alvarez delivered an electrifying speech in which she listed a myriad of ways the state could spend the $160 million it would cost to build three new youth prisons across New Jersey.
Medical checkup, physical, whiteboards. Oh, actually, you can hold on to the whiteboards. Let's put smart boards in every classroom so our kids can compete with your kids.
Hundreds attended the rally before taking to the streets to lock arms around what was the proposed site for the new youth prison, the former Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery, and the city's West Ward. 18-year-old Amina Ferguson is a lifelong Newark resident and a member of Youth Justice for New Jersey.
That's why they're getting locked up. There's nothing out here. Look at the schools. We need that money to come to us, not to a prison. We need better schools. We need better books. We need better streets, better everything. We don't need a prison in front of houses so young people can look up their window and see other young people incarcerated.
Under former Governor Chris Christie, two outdated youth prisons, Jamesburg and Hayes, were slated to shut down. The Christie administration at the time proposed to build three new facilities in northern, central, and southern New Jersey. The Murphy administration then said they were moving towards a decentralized, community-based model. Ryan Haygood, president and CEO of the Institute, says residents were frustrated since the plan was hatched under the cover of darkness. And Haygood says while the Institute wants Governor Murphy to close Jamesburg and Hayes, it does not want to see any new youth jails or rehabilitation centers constructed at all.
You could move every incarcerated kid today in each of New Jersey's three youth prisons into an empty bed in one of the 11 residential facilities. Then you could spend the majority of the $160 million that the Murphy administration is planning to spend to construct new youth prisons into programming around prevention and diversion rehabilitation.
Haygood says that while the Murphy administration's original proposal may have been rescinded, they have yet to hear from Governor Murphy himself.
You know, the tragedy here is New Jersey really is, I think, at a fundamental place where we can really transform youth justice entirely, where New Jersey could serve as a national model for youth justice reform. But you cannot realize that transformation if you begin with a construction project where you largely close bigger prisons in favor of smaller prisons.
A. Dorian Murray is a newly elected Newark school board member. Murray says the new fight is in ensuring the hundreds of millions of dollars that was set aside for a youth prison goes back into the community.
We need to invest in prevention. We need to invest in rehabilitation. And we need to invest in just alternatives to punitive measures for our young people. At the end of the day, these are kids, and they need supports to be able to become helpful and healthy adults.
In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.